They all had their arms around each other's necks, and they were laughing.
Thanks, said Hugo.
He smiled and slipped it into his jacket pocket. Isabel adjusted the camera and the key on its chain around her neck, so they hung properly. Outside, the drivers helped them into the cars, and off they sped to the Film Academy.
It's been a very long time since I've been here, said the old man as they neared their destination. Maybe I'll ask to see the picture of Prometheus I painted when I was young.
You painted that picture, Papa George? Said Hugo, amazed. I thought it was of Prometheus. I saw it in the library.
It's still hanging? That's good news. You know the myth, then?
The children told him they did.
Then you know Prometheus was rescued in the end. His chains were broken, and he was finally set free.
The old man squinted one of his eyes and added,
How about that?
Once everyone was seated inside the theater, Monsieur Tabard went to the podium.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, he said. My name is René Tabard, and I will be your host for this evening. We have gathered here tonight to honor one of our pioneers, Georges Méliès, who brought magic to the movies. For years, his films were believed to be lost. Indeed, Monsieur Méliès himself was believed to be gone. But we have a most wonderful surprise for the world. Monsieur Méliès is here tonight, and not all of his films were destroyed. Thanks to the diligence of one of his students here, Étienne Prouchon, and with help on the weekends from Hugo and Isabel, the two brave children who are being raised by Monsieur and Madame Méliès, we went back and checked one last time. Starting with one film that we found in our basement, Étienne, Hugo, and Isabel searched through vaults and long closed archives. They took trips to private collections and such strange places as barns and catacombs, where their work was richly rewarded. They found old negatives, boxes of prints, and trunks full of decaying film, which we were able to save. We now have in our possession over 80 films by Monsieur Méliès, a small fraction of the 500 he produced, but I'm confident that in the years to come, even more of his movies will resurface. Tonight, Georges Méliès, my boyhood hero, is being rediscovered. Now sit back, open your eyes, and be prepared to dream. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the world of Georges Méliès.
The audience cheered and applauded. The lights went down and the orchestra began to play as the curtains opened. Film by film, George's world was projected on screen for the first time in over a decade. And then, the last film shown was A Trip to the Moon. Hugo looked at Isabel. Tears were running down her cheeks in two thin, glimmering lines. The lights came up, and the man of honor was then invited up on stage, where he was given a gold laurel wreath to wear as a crown. He stepped to the podium and said to the audience in a proud, emotion-filled voice,
As I look out at all of you gathered here, I want to say that I don't see a room full of Parisians in top hats and diamonds and silk dresses. I don't see bankers and housewives and store clerks. No, I address you all tonight as you truly are. Wizards, mermaids, travelers, adventurers, and magicians. You are the true dreamers.
After the gala ended, they all went to a small party in his honor at a nearby restaurant. Isabel took photographs the entire night, and Hugo sat at a table doing magic tricks. A rather sizable crowd soon gathered around him. Georges Méliès walked over to where Hugo was sitting and put his hand on his shoulder. He said to everyone,
I want you all to remember this moment. I believe this is the first public performance ever given by Professor Alcofrisbas.
Hugo looked up and asked, Who is Professor Alcofrisbas?
You are, my boy. Professor Alcofrisbas was a character who appeared in many of my films, sometimes as an explorer, sometimes as an alchemist, a person who can turn anything to gold. But mostly, he was a magician. And now he has appeared in real life, right here, in this very room.
In that moment, the machinery of the world lined up. Somewhere, a clock struck midnight, and Hugo's future seemed to fall perfectly into place.